I would like to introduce our speaker for the week, Stuart Briscoe. Stuart was the, well, he can tell you his story probably better than I can, but was the senior pastor at Elmbrook Church in Milwaukee, and now are itinerant teachers and preachers around the world. And so Stuart is going to come up and tell us what he's going to speak about this week, and then I'd like to take a second and pray for him and his ministry.
Well, I'm glad to hear that they had the hottest week here in the history of Fort Wilderness, because I came to Fort Wilderness for the first time in November 1970. And my wife and I and our golden retriever and three children had just arrived from England. We came up here, and quite frankly, I have never been so cold in my life. I did not come back for 30 years. Tom and Ron's dad used to, whenever I saw him, when are you going to come back to Fort? When are you going to come back to Fort? And eventually I came back for a pastor's conference, and Truman introduced me and said, this fellow hasn't come back here for 30 years. And I said, that's absolutely right. And the reason is this. I was so cold last time I came that I only thawed out last Thursday. And so as every time they mention Fort Wilderness to me, I start shivering all over again. I'm so excited to be here and to be here when it's warm. I'm also excited because Jill, my wife, has come with me this time. Jill, would you like to stand up? Now, Jill has a ministry all over the world, and in fact, so much so that I'm frequently introduced as Jill Briscoe's husband. And I'm quite happy to be introduced that way, because a lot of people think I'm her father. All right, this will be very quick, and I'm sure it's not going to sound like very good news to you at first. I'm going to tell you very, very quickly what I'm going to talk about this week. Let me put it to you this way. How many of you want to be happy? Okay. How many of you want to be healthy? That's pretty good. All right. How many of you want to be holy? Are you sure? Well, I'll be frankly, I'll be quite honest with you. When I was growing up hundreds of years ago, if anybody had asked me those questions, my answer would have been, well, I know I'm supposed to want to be holy, but I think I'd rather be happy and healthy. And when I'm old, maybe we'll worry about the holy bit. And I'm going to talk to you this week about holiness. Now, I'll tell you why I'm going to talk to you about that. I fully realize you're on vacation and you don't want a lot of heavy theology, so don't worry about that. But I'll tell you why I want to talk about holiness. Listen to what Scripture says. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Did you know that's in the Bible? Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Here's another one. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Did you know that's in the Bible? Knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Here's another one. God says, I am holy, so you be holy. I'm holy, so you be holy. And here's the final one. God actually says, you have been called to holiness. You have been called to holiness. So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to look into why the Bible makes those strong statements. We're going to find out what it means and what it does not mean. what it looks like and what difference it makes in your life. And so that's what we'll be talking about this week. Thank you.